again, and we're on. Ladies and gentlemen, you can probably barely hear my voice because of the background noise.
Yeah.
Where are we? We are
outside the Marriott.
We are screaming because there's a huge outer ventilation fan of some kind. I once again have my backpack with wires protruding from it, and we are walking the halls.
Yep.
At DragonCon, we're walking towards the entrance of the Marriott.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been one of my favorite days so far.
Yes, it has.
I'll be honest.
Why has it been one of your favorite days?
It was more organized. I was a little bit less disoriented.
Yeah.
Plus, we found some.
Just scoot over here. We don't want to get run over.
Yeah, thank you. We found some handy dandy back ways and stairways. Into the convention center.
Yeah.
So. As we navigate the crowds, lots of people. We're
going
to try to get to our super secret stairway into the Marriott to get to the atrium level where we can hopefully find a seat or something, somewhere to sit down.
Yeah.
Afternoon, ma'am.
Yes,
we do have badges. We get asked that every time.
Yeah, yes, you do.
Yeah. And you better hope. My badge, actually, it's a little bit worn there on the clip. I hope it doesn't. Come off. I'm a little worried there. I should mention it now while I'm thinking about it. One thing that the 501st is doing here, you know, the costuming stormtroopers, is giving away these kind of laminated large cards, about 7x5. All right, hang on. I'm going to find our staircase. Right over here to the right. There are two staircases. I'm confused. Bethany's just asking me, we might grab some fan interviews. Of someone who's interested before we head upstairs. See if she can convince someone to come on the podcast. What's your podcast? It's like the little kids who were ambushing us yesterday. Oh, did we get turned down?
Yep, I'm not sure they know what a podcast is.
What's a pod? What? What on earth are you doing?
So oh, now it's quiet on the stairs.
Nice and quiet. Shh, don't tell anybody about the staircase. It's a secret. All right, let's stop at the stairwell up here. I'm going to make sure this thing's recording and make sure our levels are right. But yeah, as I was saying, the 501st card that I was talking about, Bethany, why don't you tell them what it is and what they're doing?
Okay, well, the 501st, I'm not certain I understand this correctly, but they're giving out cards, and if an Imperial walks by and sees this card on your lanyard, he can say, "Those are the droids I'm looking for," and then he can take it from you.
Yeah, yeah. And yes, we're good on the recording, so.
Okay, good to know. And when he takes it from you, I believe you get a raffle ticket. Or if you keep it, you can get a raffle ticket. I'm really not sure.
There is a raffle ticket involved.
Yes.
We're going up to the...
I have no idea. We're just still
what
in the stairs.
What is that? We're still going upstairs. Stairs, blah, 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 atrium level. There it is.
Yep.
All right, we're in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
So as we open the door, we're about to head
back into the noise.
Into the chaos.
Are you ready?
Oh, man. Here we go. Ooh, it's a little bit quieter now.
Yeah.
Now that it's in the evening. It's about 7 o'clock in the evening. And we might get to the recap. I don't know, if we can grab some interviews we can, or we can talk about what we did in our day.
Yep. Well, actually, we got some real interviews today, and by real...
I'm sorry, the audience could hear you. I couldn't. I was behind you there. What?
Well, we actually got some real interviews today, which is really cool.
Exactly. Yeah. Recorded and on tape, so...
We'll see if they
if
turn out.
If it works out. Yeah, we'll...
Yep.
We talked to Tom Kane, the voice of Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
We interviewed the lovely Megan Rath, of course, of the Being Human fame. She is the ghost Sally in that show. Let's see. We also talked to... not on air, but we ran by and said hi to Michael Hogan again. And I was trying to remember who else we interviewed. We've still got some in the works and then some that we did interview, and they're blending together in my brain right now. Bethany's talking to another set to see if anyone's interested. They are. All right. Let me hand the microphone over to Bethany here. And
so tell us, what is your name and what do you like at DragonCon?
We're going to ambush you. There you go. You can hold it right there. Just hold it right up to your mouth there.
I'm Kelly Williams.
Okay.
I'm here. I come every year. Both of my kids are now involved in it.
Okay.
My eldest has been involved for several years. And this year my son came. He's 13. And
oh, cool.
This is his first time he's been involved. So.
Oh, that's really neat. Yeah.
And I sit in the corner. I hold purses, et cetera, et cetera. And this year we actually are training one of the new service dogs that we train.
Oh, that is really
cool. We train service dogs for veterans.
So service dogs for, like, Sing Eye? Or
no, okay. They're seizure medical alert dogs, that kind of thing. Mine has been with me for 3 years. He's up under my chair.
Okay.
3.5 years.
Oh, I see him down there.
He's so cute.
And the puppy we rescued in April. And this is his first time ever going in a crowd.
Oh, nice, nice. So doing good. So it's kind of a crowd training around all these people to get used to it.
Yeah, and especially all the weird creatures and stuff. And
yeah. So if a stormtrooper were to walk up, would he know to attack? Because this is an imminent threat,
he
right?
He just kind of looks at him and goes like, yeah, right, and looks away.
Those are the dogs I'm looking for, yeah.
Yeah, you know, these aren't the droids you're looking for.
Exactly.
And he just kind of looks at him and goes, yeah, okay, whatever. And just because we had like five of them come at us in the hallway upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And he just kind of looked at him and was like, looked up, looked down, and went, yeah, okay. Which is what they're trained to do. My dog was here last year.
Mm-hmm.
My personal service dog was here last year. And, I mean, we were parting crowds and everything else, and he just, they learned from one another.
Yeah, yeah.
Monkey
cool.
See, monkey do.
That's cool. Yeah, it's really cool to see something like that at Benetta Convention. I wouldn't have thought that you do that, but it makes perfect sense when you talk about it.
I had stormtroopers last year in, what's the next hotel over?
I think it's the Hilton.
I
don't ask
I
me.
Have
my
no idea.
My little my iPod will tell me better
yeah, exactly.
than anything else.
I had them last year, and I looked at them. I was like, "Good Lord, we can't get through." So actually, one of the stormtroopers stood up and went, "Move!" And like the crowd parted it like the Red Sea.
Nicely done. Well, thank you so much for taking some time. We really appreciate it. And you enjoying Dragon Con?
Yeah, I do.
All
I like
right.
watching the people.
Yeah, yeah. It's quite the crowd. Thank you. Especially in the elevator. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, thank
well,
you so
thanks
much.
Thanks for taking some time. Appreciate it. Good to talk to you. All right. Who
That's
did we interview?
Really awesome.
I blanked over here when I was talking to the audience.
Oh.
We had Tom
okay.
Kane.
Yeah.
Megan Rath.
Yeah.
There's the third one.
Tauma Pentecost.
Ah, yes. The last one. Of course, uh-huh. Hilo from Battlestar Galactica gave us a couple minutes.
Yeah.
To talk about his role. And, man, I can't wait to actually finish the series now that we've talked yep. to the actual stars and... They just kind of smile and wink at us, and they're like, you know
yeah.
nothing yet.
I know.
You know nothing,
really
my young
funny.
Padawan, or my young, I don't know what the equivalent of Padawan in the Star Wars universe is. So that was a lot of fun to actually talk to a few more celebrities today. And Bethany's walking over to one of the bellmen at the hotel. This would be awesome. I'm saying 50-50. I don't think he would, because he represents the hotel, but he might. We'll see in just a minute. But yeah, it's been a very productive day. We started out with the parade, which we arrived a little bit late, unfortunately. But no luck? No luck?
No.
Oh.
They're not actually allowed to when they're in the badges. Only
that's
the
what
sales
I was,
manager can.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, I was just talking about the parade that we started out.
Uh-huh.
And that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that
we
was.
We arrived a little bit late, like I said, but...
Yeah.
That wasn't really too bad. We kind of strategized. We'll step over here and where it's a little bit quieter for a second.
Okay.
Talk about the parade. We strategized a little bit on how to. We navigated out with our little handy printed out Google Maps sheet.
Yeah.
How to get around where the parade was, and it felt like The Walking Dead. Like we're walking through downtown Atlanta, and the back streets that we're doing are comparatively barren.
Because the police are blocking them off and everyone's at the parade.
Yeah, exactly. There are fire trucks blocking off roads. So there are roads in downtown where nobody is because everybody's watching the parade. Of course, you go down there right now, the place is bustling, crowded, people are at restaurants. But then we just kind of snuck around and were able to see the last 15 minutes or so of the parade and take some pictures. It was the 501st and the Star Wars costumes anyway. So that was what we were most interested in.
Yeah, it was fun. Hey, do you want to get out your iPod and we'll look at the schedule?
Sure. Let's go ahead and turn this into the recap, and then as we keep walking around the Marriott, we can also maybe grab some non-bellman. Or was he salesman? Bellman?
I don't know what they're called exactly.
Black suits, red tie. they're the people you ask when you say, is it the Hyatt or is it the Hilton? And then they say, it's the Hyatt.
Which they've been saying all day. Yeah.
The next panel that we went to was the villains of Smallville, and of course Supergirl.
Yeah.
And I'm going to show my Smallville ignorance right now off the bat. I like the show a lot. I've only seen maybe 1.5 seasons worth. I saw most of the final season, a good portion of the 8th season, and then like 1 or 2 of the 9th season. So
yeah.
I'm by no means a Smallville expert. But having said that, that was possibly the most entertaining panel today.
I know. It was a lot of fun because the actors and actress really got along well with each other, and there was a lot of banter back and forth, and they loved the crowd. It was obvious they loved being there. And really, I found at these conventions, if you're enjoying yourself, it makes it fun. And if the actors are enjoying themselves, basically, if people are having fun and they're excited about it, then it's a lot of fun. It can be overwhelming, but it's a lot of fun. If you're really exhausted or you're just not having fun anymore, it's obvious the actor has been dragged, not quite in handcuffs.
Yeah, exactly.
Then
it's
just not enjoyable anymore.
You can tell when that's the case.
Yeah.
That panel, I guess, Michael Rosenbaum, that guy, of course, Lex Luthor, is hilarious. He knows how to handle the crowd. And a strong type A personality, you know, he's a real go-getter. And it kind of embodies his opposite of Hollywood.
Yeah.
Any kind of, I guess, traditional Hollywood flair or not style, but just that kind of ooze that an actor gets when they've been in Hollywood for too long, if I may be so bold. He doesn't have that. He's quite the opposite. He can be so free flow and open and cheerful all the way to edging. He's a little bit edgy sometimes in some of his jokes about poor Tom Welling and the Superman suit. But that's all we'll say there.
Yeah.
But that marked it as a really good panel because it kind of made me realize that while I'm really a bigger Tolkien and, Middle Earth and Star Wars fan, and a little bit of Star Trek, the most entertaining panels for me so far have been the William Shatner panel yesterday and the Smallville panel today.
Yeah.
Because it's not always about the actors. Oh, we're kind of getting in the way of some people, some cosplayers taking pictures, so... It's really hard. Do you want to walk up the steps as we continue talking?
Sure,
So what was I saying? Smallville panel.
We were talking about, what makes panels enjoyable.
Yeah, and just because it's not a Star Wars actor or a Star Wars author or Star Wars celebrity of some kind doesn't necessarily mean that it's not going to be the most entertaining one. So Smallville, of which I've only watched, a season and a half of, and then, of course... Star Trek, which I'm by no means the expert. I mean, there were questions like, in these... We handed a zombie card. That's creepy.
Okay. I guess it's a zombie party something?
See, I instinctively reached out and took it and then looked at it and I jumped. And I'm riding up an escalator right now. We're riding up the escalator to the third floor. Uh-huh. How you doing, sir? That's kind of shown me that it doesn't need to be a franchise that, I know everything about for it to be an enjoyable panel.
And since I didn't know much
about who Michael Rosenbaum was as a person, I just knew who he played.
Yeah.
That was a pleasant surprise to go to that panel and get it. And I wasn't going to record it, and they were being so funny and entertaining, I recorded the last portion.
Yeah.
Shall we try to navigate the crowds out a little bit, or do you want to see if you can pick out some folks?
Oh, we'll go through the crowds and see.
Right at our 6 o'clock. Somebody actually knew it was a podcast. You want to talk to these people?
Sure.
All right. Benny's going to talk.
We do interviews or whatever off on the...
Okay, all right. We just had... I'm sorry, we're going to have to interrupt. We were told to move out
get
to the side.
The marble.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Get off the marble.
All right, it's good to see you, sir. Take care. All right. Well, told to get off the marble. We were too close to the escalators where people are trying get off.
Let's cut through here.
All right. I see a large portion of lightsabers.
Yeah, I bet they're from the Dark Empire.
Wow, goodness! Pictures here, pictures there, pictures everywhere.
Yeah, all these
trying to get out of people's pictures.
Watch where you're walking.
Oh, thank you.
Want
to get run over. All right, we'll squeeze through here. We are once again on the atrium level of the Marriott where we began this all.
It's an army man. It's a cosplayer dressed as an army man.
That's hilarious.
That's really funny. I gotta take a picture of this.
Then you take a picture of it. I'll describe him. This guy in army fatigues, the old classic Vietnam era, if I just have to guess, and he's completely painted himself green. Like everything, face, ears, helmet, rifle, and he's standing on a small green piece of wood that's cut out to look like the plastic army man stand, which makes it the more amusing. Oh, we're getting a pose. Oh, yes, the traditional kneel sights. All right. Wow. So, yeah, as I said, from now on, when I go to conventions, I think I'm going to make it a priority to go to panels where the people are friendly and entertaining, if it's not a franchise that I know a whole lot about. I have something really obvious when I talked to Megan Rath of Being Human. All right.
Okay, well, my name is Bethany, and we do a podcast that goes on radio, internet radio station, and you are dressed as?
As Ezio Auditore from Assassin's Creed 2.
Nicely
awesome,
done.
Awesome, yeah.
Now, would you describe, since you're the maker, we'll let you hold the microphone if you'd like. Wield that thing. You can beat off anybody who tries to.
Easy there.
No. But tell us a little bit about your costume and what goes into making it.
Well, actually, I did not make this. This is
from
Master Replicas, Museum Replicas.
Museum Replicas, okay.
Atlanta Cutlery. They actually have a booth here. I'm not with them. I purchased it from them. It was one of the few that was actually available at the time when I purchased it. I mean, I like costuming, but this is pretty detailed for...
Yeah. You're not kidding. I mean, you've got the leather boots, the hood, the sash, and it really has a kind of medieval / swashbuckling / pirate look to it.
It's more Italian Renaissance.
Okay, yeah. And do you ever... Is there ever a stigma, I guess, in purchasing costumes here? Because I know a lot of people make them, but I know that it can... Do you think it's just as fun sometimes to invest in... Just purchasing one as well?
I think I understand where the stigma comes from, but at the same time, there's also a lot of people here that are not as creative as the people who make them, and it's like we still want to kind of be involved. I've done a lot of homemade costumes as well, but it just came to a point where I had the money to purchase it, and it's like I could spend this money and enjoy it or spend hours agonizing over it, and it would come out maybe just as good. It might come out 100 times worse. But it's like, it was available, and I kind of took it as a present to myself. Yeah. So,
well, are you enjoying your time here at Dragon Con?
Absolutely. This is like my sixth Dragon Con.
Wow. So this is we'll say it now. This is our first time here, so we're doing this coverage. And thank you so much for stopping.
Welcome home.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Woo.
Well, that was cool.
All right.
Man.
So shall we continue with our schedule? Let's go ahead and step a little bit out of the crowd. Oh, don't want to jump into a picture again.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
We're having to look for these pictures everywhere.
Almost interrupted the picture of the very guy we just interviewed. okay, so...
You want to try to interview the Sith?
Let's see, we're almost to a good place. Our next panel was, after Smallville, we went to the Autograph Hall, was it not? That was for the interviews, and we've talked a little bit about them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good grief. There's no good place. Do you want to go to the far corner there?
There are people in the far corner there.
Oh, there be
Actually,
people everywhere.
Table. Yes. Yes, there be.
Let's see. So interviews we got to swing in. It was much, much busier today.
Yes.
It was insane.
If we thought it was crowded yesterday, I mean, as Edward James almost told us, and yes, I still get a crack out of getting... con advice from him. Getting con advice from Captain
Admiral Adama.
Admiral Adama. No, that was just fun. But as he said, it is so much busier today. Far more crowded.
Yeah. And the Autograph Hall, we did still get to swing by and say hi to some people. And you got to go to her Universe booth.
Yeah.
And
I finally purchased a shirt.
Yay. I know you've been wanting to for forever, but probably was more fun actually getting it from the actual booth.
It was, and it was very fun getting it there.
Yeah, excellent. Oh, yeah. and not to forget, before we did the interviews, I'm looking at, I'm cheating, I'm referencing the iPod again to look at the app, see what we did. The Heir to the Empire panel with Timothy Zahn.
Oh, that was a wonderful panel, yeah. Timothy Zahn was there, and he answered a lot of questions. We recorded almost all of the panel.
Yeah,
so
sure
we'll
did.
Be looking for that online.
Yeah, we'll probably release the panels by themselves, maybe with a brief introduction, because some of them bear explaining.
Yeah,
there were,
yeah.
Like with this, I know there were a number of things that happened in the Superman panel. I'm sorry, the Smallville. Freudian
yeah.
slip there. okay, I'm going to drop this creepy zombie card
and
stop holding it.
But
there that we didn't catch in the first half. Oh, pardon me, sir. That we didn't catch in the first half. Okay, there we go. My hand feels cleaner
Alrighty.
Now.
Alrighty.
I mean, there's this like blood-covered card. Well, not literally, but
yeah, not literally.
Tron.
Oh, that's cool. Psych.
Nice.
Tron
we
costume.
Just passed a Tron
I like those. I'll
costume.
Have to make one once someday. That would be fun.
Yeah, this is really a test of your level of attention that you can keep.
I know.
Because there are so many distractions, and you can't go to a place where there isn't one.
Yeah, hardly.
Oh, like now. I just went and saw somebody who's dressed as one of the, I forget the name, the Glee a cappella people.
Oh.
You know who I'm talking about.
Okay, yeah.
Hey. Okay, I'll stop.
Yeah.
So where were we? Exactly.
We were at the Timothy Zahn panel.
Thank you.
So yeah, also we ran into some other people there, like before. Nancy, it's great to see you again.
Mm-hmm.
And Lane from Twitter.
Yep.
And
Juan Pratt, shout out to the to the peeps.
Nice to meet you too. Nice to see you again, Michael.
But yeah, that was a lot of fun to.
And Tracy, of course.
And we kind of actually.
Club Jade.
It was packed, a packed house in the room.
Yes,
probably
it was.
A couple hundred people. And there were two seats that were left in a packed aisle. And those two seats happened to be next to Michael, a.k.a. Juan Pratt. So that was kind of funny. But as to the panel itself, you guys will be able to listen to it probably in a few days or in a week or two when we are actually releasing these panels on the feed. So just stay tuned to StarWarsReport.com and for all the continuing Dragon Con coverage. Because these daily episodes, we just try to get them out, period. So this is the last thing we're going to do before heading home. Get there a little bit early and get a little bit more sleep.
We also
tomorrow.
Went to part of the voice acting panel with Ashley Eckstein and Tom Kane, Richard Epcar, and a number of other panelists whose names I'm not remembering off the top of my head. But that was pretty fun. They just started talking about their careers, how they got into it, and a little bit about voice acting. And then we left to go to the autograph hall for some interviews that we had scheduled.
Yep.
So
that
was fun. I wish we could have stayed for the whole thing. But the interviews came first, so.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's kind of an odd experience to go to a con and cover it because it's really fun, on one hand, to be able to talk to some people. But there are aspects of if you're not careful, and this is something we've talked about and tried to be really careful about, is that if you're not careful, it can really become almost an obsession of getting every bit of coverage you can and do
yeah.
that. I mean, we would be doing, if we could, we may be doing like these three times a day. There's thousands of people here to talk to and interview.
Yeah.
All kinds of interesting people. But I want to experience Dragon Con, certainly, as an attendee on this side of it and just kind of bring that experience to you listeners. So we don't have any grand, I'll tell you right now, we don't have any grand 30-minute interviews with Sam Witwer or something, you know, we don't have something like that. But we are getting to capture some snippets and bring a taste of the experience of this convention to the audience, hopefully. So I'll go ahead and say it right now. For those who are enjoying our content or have some ideas for the remaining days, if they're listening to this like the next day, and you have any special requests, send us an email.
Shoot us a quick email. Yep.
Yeah, StarWarsReport@gmail.com. And you can find us on Facebook and Twitter as well at Star Wars Report.
Even with all of the costumes here, we're actually getting a lot of weird looks just because we're standing here with the microphones. That always draws attention.
When you get a weird look from a person who's dressed completely in a solid white Tron outfit, you know, the Tron.
Yeah, I know.
things are weird. So that's kind of funny. We're standing out, and I'm in jean shorts and a red polo shirt. So go figure. Send us some feedback. We'd love to hear what you guys think of the coverage so far. That's pretty much going to cover it for today's episodes. Am I forgetting anything, Bethany?
I don't know. Take a look at the iPod.
That's all we've done as far as panels. Yeah. I know right now there's a thing, an improv
session. I did want to mention, if you go to a convention like this, it is very helpful to know beforehand the layout of the convention floor, whatever you're going to. These hotels, there are a lot of back stairways that we didn't figure out till later in the day.
Mm-hmm.
There are little hallways that are a lot clearer than others.
Yep.
By clear, I mean you can walk through them instead of shuffle along like a zombie.
Yeah. It's taken a day or two. Actually, we've been here 3 days now. We're just now getting a little bit better at figuring out how to navigate past the crowds.
Yeah.
So that's been beneficial as well. So it's great to actually meet some people here. But we'd love to hear feedback from those of you who aren't here and find out what you guys are more interested in. That goes for, you know, our regular Star Wars Report listeners, people listening to us on Middle Earth Network Radio. That's very exciting. Now, what I want to do before we go, do you want to snag a few more maybe costumers? And I'll fill for Bethany while she tries to scan the crowd and pick out a likely subject, a likely interviewee. Something else I'd like to talk about is... we need to move closer to the crowd, Bethany's telling me. The atmosphere here on Saturday is pretty electric. I got to kind of randomly run into a much better-known podcaster than myself, Brian Brushwood, and he has no idea who I am. I was just like, hey, it's me! You don't know who me is, but... It's cool to see you. He's, of course, the host of NSFW on the Twit Network, a kind of game show of sorts for the This Week in Tech Network from Leo Laporte. And they're doing a live show, I think it's tomorrow night. And I'm really looking forward to that because those guys are really hilarious sometimes. And they are big geek fans. They do enjoy Dragon Con. Bethany's still wandering the floor as we go. Maybe I'll be able to pick out a celebrity or two. I know a couple of them will hit the floor sometimes, like Sam Witwer. Oh, we got some folks. All right. Let's talk about who we're talking to here.
What's your name and who are you dressed as?
My name's Dixie and I'm dressed as Tickled Pink from Rainbow Bright.
Hey.
Awesome. So what do you enjoy about Dragon Con? What brings you here?
Actually, this is my first time cosplaying. Usually, I work for the band Crew Shadows on their street team. They've been coming here for years. I've been coming here for 12 years now. So I do a lot of work with bands. Mostly, I just love watching people. Like, this is the first time that people are watching me, and I'm very confused about that. I'm like, what's happening?
All right. Well, that's pretty awesome. So what is your name, and who are you dressed as?
My name is Dana, and I'm dressed up as Indigo, also from Rainbow Bright.
Awesome. So what do you like most about a convention like this? What do you like most about Dragon Con?
As horrible as it sounds, I get to be here and be the very geeky best that I could ever be. And I can come here and I can go to really dorky tracks about like authors and their series or shows and the complete minutiae of all the things that I love in everyday life. And it's never weird.
Minutiae. Putting it out there. She just said minutiae. That's right.
So that's what I love about Dragon Con.
Awesome. Well, thank you. And what is your name and who are you dressed as?
I'm Jessica, and I am Rainbow Bright from Rainbow Bright.
Awesome. That's really cool. So
I'm not going to say minutiae. No matter what you ask me, I'm not going to say minutiae.
Okay.
I don't know what that word means. I'm going to look it up later.
Okay, so no minutiaing. Okay. So tell us a little about yourself, what brings you here, and maybe a little about your character.
Well, Rainbow Bright is an 80s cartoon, so actually most of us are too young to have watched it originally, but we watched it. Well, we kind of watched the end of it. We watched the end of it and then kind of were brought back up to it. And that's funny. You see a lot of parents forcing their young children. They're like, no, you're going to take a picture with them and you're going to like it. So that's a lot of fun. But in general, we come to the cons for the amazing panels and for standing here at the Marriott and the Hyatt and taking pictures and talking with you lovely people.
Cool.
Yeah, we've really enjoyed ourselves too. So what's your name and who are you dressed as?
You're Stormy.
I'm really, really tired. My name is Laura, and I'm dressed as Stormy from Rainbow Bright.
Okay, cool, yeah. Tell us a little about this show. I haven't watched it myself. What do you like
Rainbow
about
Bright
it?
Rainbow Bright is epic in every way. It's like a show for four-year-old girls in the 80s. But, you know.
And boys. We're not sexist.
There were boys, that's true.
Oh, okay. There were boys.
Essentially, Rainbow Bright is you have Rainbow Bright off to save the world in all its wonderful many colors. And we, as the color kids, help her and take charge of our own individual colors and save them from, what's the girl's name who tried to take them away? Misty?
Misty, and then the other villains are Murky and Lurky.
There you go.
They're all trying to steal the world and the colors.
You can watch it on Hulu or YouTube.
Awesome.
This show sounds epic.
I believe it was originally made by Hallmark, the company Hallmark, okay. So you can tell that it's there's deep messages. Deep. They're full of many messages that you can take into life.
Colorful commentary.
Indeed. Witty, my friend. And it didn't use the word manure. What was the word?
Minutia.
Yes.
That was my word.
I'm totally looking at minutia now when I get home. As soon as we have internet, it's driving me nuts now. Actually, do you want to tell us what minutia means?
Okay, kids.
Oh, boy.
Minutia refers to the small, detailed elements of whatever particular book, show, character that you're interested in. So the things of who designed the characters, who thought of the costumes, why did...
I'd also like to point out that she is Indigo, in charge of Indigo, and minutia sounds like fuchsia, which you need an Indigo for, so you're all welcome. You're welcome.
Okay. The circle is now complete.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard the word before, actually, but I hadn't heard it pronounced that way.
If you're going to be at a geek conference, then you might as well show off the intelligence that all of us have.
Yes, exactly.
Because we're actually willing
to... And then I ruined it.
Okay, well, I blanked on the words. So I'm not
doing
much better
myself. She's like a pocket dictionary. It's open right now. She's like, I need a four-syllable word to use for this.
I'll start bringing key cards with me.
Conundrum.
There you go. See?
Homunculus.
Mine was like three syllables. Hers were like four or five. I'm just going to comment.
Alrighty, nice. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I think if anyone should be getting some points here, obviously Tickled Pink has won.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on. It's a pleasure to meet you. And
yes, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, Dragon
sure,
Con.
Yeah,
Let's do it. Let's see. Do I have the camera? I have the camera, don't I? We have the same camera. Check it out. Oh, we need to take a picture of that. Oh, wait. We can't do that. All right. We got to actually hand it. Group photo. All together. Here we go. One, two, and three. Bethany's the professional photographer, so she gets to take the actual photo. I'm sure mine didn't turn out at all. Oh, man. Thank you, guys. Oh, man. Man.
Minutia. I have never heard it pronounced that way.
It threw me because we read the word, but then don't know how to pronounce it. Oh, yeah. Passing Tony Stark.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Man, so I think that's about to wrap up the coverage as we stand amidst the crowds and crowds. A plethora of assorted... Okay, I'm not going to try. My vocabulary...
you're too tired.
It takes too much brain
right
power
now,
to come up with decent vocabulary. So that's going to wrap up this episode.
Awesome.
The Saturday recap of Dragon Con. Oh, look, Scout Trooper! Hey!
Hey, yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and...
I wonder if he will notice our Imperial badges. Nope, he had his helmet on. He didn't notice. Okay. We're safe. Oh, Glitter Fest. Oh, someone's tossing glitter from the balcony. Run!
Oh, man.
And now we're going to look like Sam Witwer. Carrie Fisher apparently went by all of the actors who were signing in the autograph hall, and she sprinkled sparkles all over them. So when we went to the Smallville panel, Sam Witwer came in with sparkles. And, of course, all over his face and hair.
Of course, Sam Witwer, the vampire on Being Human.
Exactly.
Having sparkles. That was funny.
Exactly,
I forgot about that. So what we'll do now is we'll talk. I guess we'll go ahead and sign off. Don't forget to go over to StarWarsReport.com, and that's where you're going to find all of our stuff. Hey, and a quick throw out our sponsor for this episode, ToyHut.com.
Yes.
Toy Hut with two T's. The place for Star Wars action figures because they are collectors. So they know what you want. You don't want broken figures or weapons missing. So
and you want your packages in good condition.
Exactly.
Your plastic not crushed. They ensure that your toys and the packaging, since you're a collector, will come to you in really good, pristine condition.
Exactly.
And also, we wouldn't be here without them.
Exactly. Coverage brought to you by Toy Hut. And we've talked about them all week, but enough said. They are awesome. They are a great place. The great place to go get your Star Wars action figures for
of
your needs there. And so that's going to do it for this episode. For the Star Wars Report, I'm Riley.
And I'm Bethany.
And remember, many Bothans died to bring you this podcast.
May the Force be with you.
Bye.